My Life is Not Futile. Chapter 2. God's Formula for Fatigue. It's late. It's past the bedtime hour. They think I'm studying. They think I think they're going to sleep. I know better. Too many giggles, too many whispers, too many trips to the closet to get another doll, too many dashes in the dark to trade pillows. It's late. It's time for little girls to be going to sleep. But for 4-year-old Jenna and 2-year-old Andrea, sleep is the last item on their list of things to do. Here's the list. Andrea still needs to flip on her back and let her feet hang out the crib a bit. Jenna will fluff her pillow, then fluff her pillow. And, well, it still needs a little fluffing. Andrea will scoot from one side of the bed to the other. Jenna has yet to count her fingers in a whisper and pump her make-believe bicycle. And before sleep settles over them, more juice will be requested, another song will be sung, and a story will be told. I love it. It's a game. The contestants? Childhood Joy and Sleepy Eyes. The name of the game? Catch Me If You Can. Sleep is determined to bring the day to a close, and Joy is determined to stretch the day out as long as possible. One last enchanted kingdom, one last giggle, one last game. Maybe you are like that. Maybe, if you had your way, your day would never end. Every moment demands to be savored. You resist sleep as long as possible because you love being awake so much. If you are like that, congratulations. If not, welcome to the majority. Most of us have learned another way of going to bed, haven't we? It's called crash and burn. Life is so full of games that the last thing we want is another one as we are trying to sleep. So for most of us, it's goodbye world, hello pillow. Sleep, for many, is not a robber but a refuge. 8 hours of relief for our wounded souls. And if you are kept awake, it's not by counting your fingers, but by counting your debts, tasks, or even your tears. You are tired, you are weary. Weary of being slapped by the waves of broken dreams. Weary of being stepped on and run over in the endless marathon to the top. Weary of trusting in someone, only to have that trust returned in an envelope with no return address. Weary of staring into the future and seeing only futility. What steals our childhood zeal? For a child, the possibilities are limitless. Then weariness finds us. Sesame Street gets traffic jammed. Dreams of Peter Pan are buried with Grandpa. And Star Trek's endless horizon gets hidden behind smog and skyscrapers. What is the source of such weariness? What are the names of these burdens? In this book, we are looking at three: futility, failure, and finality. The three F's on the human report card. The three burdens.